Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on tightening an old school DNB Hoover stab for rag infused chaos. If you've ever heard those big ravey jungle stabs that sound half synth, half sound system alarm, that's the vibe we're after. But the key word here is tight. In drum and bass, a Hoover stab can very quickly become too wide, too long, or too messy. So today, we're going to shape it into something punchy, rhythmic, and mix friendly. Something that hits hard, leaves room for the kick and sub, and still brings that classic attitude. Think of this less like designing a lush lead sound, and more like sculpting a powerful hit. In DNB, the best stabs behave like percussion with tone. They answer the drums, spark off the vocal chops, and add atmosphere without taking over the whole track. Let's start by loading a basic Hoover-style sound. You can use Wavetable or Analog in Ableton Live 12. If you already have a Hoover preset, great, but if not, don't worry. In Wavetable, choose a bright saw-based waveform or a detuned unison sound. Give it around 6 to 8 voices for width, but don't overdo the detune. You want movement, not a blurry pad. If you're using analog, try 2 saw oscillators, with one slightly detuned from the other. The goal at this stage is simple, bright, buzzy, and harmonically rich. That's the raw material. Now let's write the MIDI. Keep it short. 1 or 2 notes is enough to start. In old-school DNB, the rhythm matters just as much as the sound. You might place the stab on the off beats, or have it answer the snare. A very classic move is to put it on the end of 2 and the end of 4. That gives you that call and response energy that works so well with ragga vocals and chopped breaks. At this point, keep the note lengths short, around a 16th to an 8th note, maybe a quarter note at most. We're not writing a pad, we're making a hit. Next, tighten the amp envelope. This is one of the biggest moves in the whole lesson. In your synth, set the attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep decay relatively short, maybe 150 to 400 milliseconds. Set sustain very low and keep release short too, around 40 to 120 milliseconds. What does that do? It turns the stab into something that feels more like a drum hit with a tonal edge. If it still feels too soft, shorten the decay. If you hear clicking, back off the attack just a touch. The idea is to make the front edge readable and the tail controlled. Now let's shape the tone with a filter. Use a low pass or band pass filter to start. Bring the cutoff into a useful DNB zone, somewhere around 400 Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on how bright your source is. Keep resonance low to medium. You want attitude, not whistling pain. This is where you stop the stab from fighting the hats, snare crack, and bass movement. In drum and bass, the low mids and upper mids are where a lot of the character lives, but you still need to leave room for the important low-end elements. If you want extra movement, automate the filter so it opens slightly at the start of the hit and closes quickly after. That tiny motion can add a lot of aggression. Now let's dirty up a little. Add saturator after the synth. Start with a modest drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 8 decibels. If needed, turn on soft clip for a little extra bite. Then adjust the output so you're not just making it louder by accident. If you want a little more edge, you can also try overdrive or pedal, but keep it subtle. The point is to thicken the harmonics and help the stab speak on smaller speakers. That gritty, worked-hard character is exactly what suits jungle breaks and rag-infused energy. Now we clean the stereo picture. Use EQ8 and give the sound a high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That makes room for the kick and sub. If the sound feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's biting too hard, make a gentle cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. After that, drop in utility and check the width. A Hoover can get way too wide, especially in the low mids. Narrow it a little if needed, maybe around 80 to 100%, and keep the low end centered. If the patch has any unwanted low content, use bass mono to keep things safe. A really important check here, if the stab sounds massive in solo but disappears in the drop, it may actually be too wide or too full. Tightening often makes it hit harder, not softer. Once the sound is feeling close, I recommend resampling it. This gives you more control, and it also gives you that sample bass jungle feel. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record the stab pattern. Then trim the clip so the transient starts cleanly. Why bother resampling? Because now you can edit the audio directly. You can chop the tail, reverse a hit, duplicate slices, or make the sound feel more like a used sample from a proper rave record. That aesthetic works brilliantly for ragga and jungle influences. After that, add a little micro-automation to bring it to life. Don't overcomplicate it. A few small moves are enough. Try automating filter cutoff, saturate or drive, or the reverb and delay sends. For example, keep the first hit dry and short, make the second hit slightly brighter, and let the last hit of the phrase throw a little delay tail. That kind of contrast is powerful. Dry before wet feels bigger than making everything huge all the time. And in rag-infused ENB, a stab that screams for a moment and then disappears is pure energy. Now think about arrangement. Don't place the stab like a lead melody. Place it like a rhythm instrument. Let it interact with the break, the bass line, and any vocal chops. It can sit in one bar or two bar phrases, answering the drums and leaving space after itself so the next hit lands harder. A practical arrangement approach could be this. In the intro, use a filtered version of the stab quietly in the background. In the first drop, bring in a dry, tight version every couple of bars. In a switch-up, have it double with a vocal chop. Then in a breakdown, open the filter and let a little reverb spread it out. When the second drop arrives, bring it back shorter, drier, and more direct. That way, the stab becomes part of the story, not just a random sound. Before we wrap up, here are a few quick teacher-style reminders. Think in hits, not patches. The best ENB stab is basically a sample hit with attitude. Keep the transient readable. If it feels dull, don't just turn it up. Shorten the envelope, reduce reverb, or add a little more bite at the front. Leave the sub lane clean. Even if the Hoover sounds amazing by itself, it should give way once the bass and drums enter. Use contrast. A very dry stab followed by a wetter one makes the second hit feel much bigger. And always check it at low volume. If it still feels aggressive quietly, it's probably going to translate well in a club mix. If you want to push it further, there are a few cool variations to try. You can pitch bend the start of the stab for a little rave alarm energy. You can make a second version that's darker, narrower, and more saturated for breakdowns. Or you can make a brighter flash version with a tiny delay throw for transition moments. Here's a simple practice challenge for you. Build a four-bar drum loop with a break, kick, and snare. Make one Hoover stab in wavy-table or analog. Write a two-note pattern that answers the snare. Tighten the amp envelope. Add saturator and EQ8. Then duplicate the clip and make two variations, one filtered and dry, the other brighter with a tiny reverb send. Arrange them across 8 bars so they alternate like a call and response. If you do that, you'll end up with a small ragga jungle atmosphere loop that already feels ready for a drop. So remember the big idea here. Keep the Hoover short, rhythmic, and controlled. Use envelope shaping, filtering, saturation, EQ, and width control to make it fit. Strip out the low-end clutter. Treat it like a percussive atmosphere layer. And then use automation, resampling, and arrangement to turn a raw ray sound into a proper DNB weapon. That's how you take an old-school Hoover stab and make it hit with rag-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12.